Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Phil Lynns. Batting second. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting third. The left fielder, Tom Tresh. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fifth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Harry Bright. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jack Reed. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Stafford. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bill Stafford. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Stigman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dick Stigman. And now, play ball. Phil Lynns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins juggles the ball. That's an error on Rollins. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive to right field. Allison throws towards third. Rollins fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rollins. Gonzalez moves to third. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rollins moves to third. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball four. Power moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops it up and throws to first, with Stafford covering, for the out. Rollins scores. Power moves to third. Hall moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone bunts towards first. Power fields the ball and throws to Stigman covering. Safe. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed hits a line drive towards short. Verhulst catches it and throws to first to double up Pepitone. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman strikes out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Verhulst. The throw from Howard and he is safe. Verhulst steals second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. George Banks now playing third base. Bill Stafford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stafford hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Power moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mantle. Allison reaches second base with a double. Power scores. Hall moves to third. It's 2-0, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hall scores. Allison scores. It's 4-0, Twins. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verhulst hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stafford fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Verhulst moves to second. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0-for-1 in the game. Stigman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Mantle reaches second base with a double. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mantle moves to third. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Pepitone reaches second base with a double. Mantle scores. It's 4-1, Twins. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0 for 1 in the game. Bright strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Yankees 1. The Twins will come to bat. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bright fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Power hits a pop-up towards short. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Hall hits a pop-up towards short. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Jack Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Bill Stafford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stafford is 0 for 1 in the game. Stafford hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Lynns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynns is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynns bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Yankees 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bright fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards second. Allen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pepitone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Yankees 1. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Virals hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0-for-2 in the game. Stigman takes first base on ball 4. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bright fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0-for-2 in the game. Bright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reed hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Richardson pinch hits for Bill Stafford. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Yankees 1. The Twins will come to bat. Marshall Bridges now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Power hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tresh. Power reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hall bunts towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. Power moves to third. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Killebrew is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Jimmy Hall now playing left field. Lenny Green now playing center field. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lins is 0-for-3 in the game. Lins hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Virals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mantle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Yankees 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Kubek now playing center field. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verhals takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a pop-up towards short. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stigman bunts in front of the plate. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. Verhals moves to second. Two outs. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Verhals scores. It's 5-1, Twins. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Power hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. It's 6-1, Twins. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Reed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Twins. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pepitone hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0-for-3 in the game. Bright hits a line drive into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Reed is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and New York Yankees, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.